Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish. Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Ah, it's my favorite time of day. Time to introduce Mr. Phil Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak, WKFK.
Phil is great. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Doc and Woody and all the ships at sea. It's kind of like a 5-foot fecal coil of comedy, the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening coast to coast, nationwide, still via Vestwood Von Darling, Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, right here. That's why every day we call it your cotton picking Don and Mike Show.
Woohoo!
Coming to you from our flagship station, radio station WJFK FM in Washington, D.C. Every day, 55 stations throughout America carry this show on Westwood One.
Yeah.
Starting February 28th, it'll be 56. And that's a mighty big one. Right. Arbitron rated strong. We have 6 million national listeners, and we thank you for your patronage.
Bravo, huzzah!
Here's some canned applause for you. Of course, no thanks to Big Al, your radio pal, Jeremy the Gerbil, Big Daddy Mel, or Donald Monkey Boy. From here he is, my left and to your right, we call him Mr. Yahoo.
Yeah.
Here he is, Buzz Net. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi, Buzz, and welcome to the show, everybody. It's Thursday. February 17th. And our telephone number is 1-877-365-3636. And today will be a grand day.
Oh, yes. Don and Mike to play a favorite game.
We're going to play the game today.
We're always, we always have a little extra spring in our steps on this type of day.
Trivia day.
It's trivia.
Trivia.
Don and Mike.
Oh, it's going to be a good one. I'm pretty sure that we're going to have at least one or two last-minute entry spots open.
Absolutely. Ooh. We always do.
We always have people cancel out at the last second. Waiting now for the producer,
yes,
who has been eating with his hands for most of the last hour, waiting now for the caveman, Charles Broyhill,
to drag his knuckles in here, pull himself up to the microphone.
Charles Broyhill has used a condom. Does not have a political party of affiliation, right, and has had sex with over 50 partners.
Over 50 women.
Waiting for him to come in with the list. And
here he
comes
is now.
Here is Chuck Broyhill.
What do you mean right over now. 50?
50, you said 50.
Right.
Yesterday.
Oh, 50, I'm sorry, yeah, exactly 50.
Right on 50.
50.
It's, oh, it's not like you know the exact number.
Yes, it is.
I have another sex quiz, incidentally. I looked up another sex quiz on the internet, so we're going to take another one today.
Okay. A juicier one?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. That's about, as far as I'm concerned, that's about the only thing that the internet is good for,
mm-hmm,
is finding quizzes where you find out who your celebrity love matches. Remember,
right,
we did that one. All of these are on that
Do
site.
You remember who your celebrity love match was?
Emote, yes. Jennifer Lopez.
And Buzz, yours?
I don't remember now.
Mine was Shania Twain.
That's right.
That's why.
Otherwise, I probably would forget.
Have a great one for you today that we're going to be taking. 25 right. questions about each of us sexually.
Ooh, sexual.
Here's the lineup for today's game for Strip Trivia. Looks like more guys than girls. We have Sonia, who looks like Serenity the porn star.
Mm-hmm.
We have Nicole, who looks like Neve Campbell.
Yes.
We have Andra, who looks like no one. She couldn't come up with a celebrity.
Right.
Michelle, who looks like Jessica Lange.
Uh-huh.
Jessie, who looks like a blonde Winona Ryder.
Right.
And those are the girls. There's five girls.
So we probably need to get, maybe we can, maybe have room for two more girls?
Yeah, we could squeeze them in, but we can make this game work with five. These five,
yes,
girls show.
All right, sure.
Then we're fine.
Excellent.
Now, the guys, of course, the guys never back out of this, mm-hmm, game. As a matter of fact, if we only have five girls, we'll probably have to lose a couple of fellas.
Well, there's one guy we got to keep.
Which one?
The 350-pounder.
Yeah. I don't know if he's John, who said he looks like Matthew Modine. No.
Dave, who looks like Dave Butts.
RJ, who says he looks like Kevin Meaney. Jake says he looks like Jim Carrey. Craig says he looks like John Goodman. Dave says he looks like Dave Butts. And Paul, who says he looks like David Duvall. Also, we have a guy named Jason who says he looks like a thin Anthony Michael Hall. Or, yeah, right, Anthony Michael Hall. Thin because he's fat now.
Yeah, the guys always show up,
sure,
much to our consternation quite often.
So if we only get five girls, what we'll do is we'll take the first five guys who called in and we will give the other two guys prizes. And, of course, they can hang around in case anything happens to any of the contestants, like in the Miss America pageant.
That's right, alternates.
So if you'd like to be a last-minute entrant, if you're a female, call the lovely Erica. She's standing by right now. Telephone number 1-877-365-3636. Strip trivia today. First time in the year 2000. I'm sure it will eat up a lot of time on today's show, so let's get right to the stuff in the beginning.
Very good.
First, let me give you your preview of Secret Celebrity Laugh number 4.
Without a clue, this is fresh. This is just the first time you're going to hear it, and so there will be no clues today.
Absolutely. And everybody who plays the game today plays for $10,000.
That means you're confident that it is a difficult laugh to identify.
Think so. Here's a free laugh for everybody right now. If you're one of the contest players, here's the brand new Secret Celebrity Laugh, first time anywhere.
Caller, name this Secret Celebrity Laugh.
There it is. There it is. That is the Secret Celebrity Laugh, which will be worth $10,000 all day today. Oh, I love this exercise.
Mike's going to get
it. Go ahead, Mike.
Right away.
Write it down. Write it down, honey.
You're not going to play it again, are you?
Write it down, honey.
I just have...
I know you had a thought. Just write it down, whatever first came into your mind. Let this be like word association.
Okay.
Just write it down. And your answer is... Nope. Good guess, though.
Is it a good guess?
Good guess, but no, that is not correct.
Why is it a good guess?
Well, if I told you that, I'd be giving you a clue. Okay. No,
the fact that you told me good guess is enough for me to grasp onto, to hold on to.
That is an excellent guess, as a matter of fact. Not the person, okay. But an excellent guess.
All right.
Yesterday, when we were talking about that stupid Who Wants to Marry a Multimillionaire show,
right.
Somebody called in and brought up the fact that 2 years ago on this show, we had a radio contest where we had two absolute strangers get married on the show, and
right.
It was nothing like the Marry a Multimillionaire show, but it was a radio contest in which two strangers would get married. Speaking of that contest, we got a letter today from Jimmy Babbitt.
Jimmy Babbitt, the guy that was so inebriated the day of his wedding that later on in the afternoon, someone had to take him away in an ambulance.
Yeah, his wedding pictures included him being loaded on a gurney and put into an ambulance at the reception.
He figured that the best way to calm his nerves on the day that he would marry a total stranger was to begin drinking early in the morning, well into the afternoon.
Well, we haven't talked about Jimmy or his wife for a while, and he sent us this letter today. Dear Don and Mike, heard you talking about me yesterday. It's over. I thought you would like this to hang on the wall in your office. Sincerely, your friend, Jimmy Babbitt.
So I guess they didn't have a successful union.
And as you can see, Mike, this is, in fact, the divorce accord.
Ah, there it is.
Which was finalized on February 10th. So I guess...
Oh, just recently?
I guess legally they were married for like a year and a half.
My God.
It's Jimmy Babbitt and Michelle from Sacramento. Jimmy lives in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle lived in Sacramento.
I'd sure like to talk to Jimmy to find out if it was an amicable situation. Because obviously it was long distance.
Right.
So they didn't see a lot of each other.
Let me see. You are notified that the following judgment was entered on February 10th, 2000. Let me see. It's not the dissolution of marriage. It's not the dissolution of marriage status only. It's not a legal separation. It's nullified.
An annulment.
Yeah,
they annulled it.
They had the marriage annulled.
So it never really happened. I think that's probably the best thing they could have done if they didn't hit it off. Now, obviously, when we put these two together, we thought that maybe there was an outside chance that they might love each other and cherish each other.
We hoped.
It didn't happen.
I think the fact that it took them this long to get the marriage annulled says that at least maybe they tried to make a go of it.
We should give this guy a call. I'd love to talk to him. I'd love to find...
All right.
Way back when, you were going to call him, and then we got onto something else.
We forgot to.
I'd just love to know what... Wasn't this 2 years ago?
Yes, it was. And I'd like to hear from this guy as well, but I believe we did have him on the air once in which he said that they were keeping in touch by long-distance telephone and that they were trying to work something out to make it work.
Okay. We're sorry. Your call did not go through.
I remember one thing about this guy, Jimmy Babbitt, and that is that his coworkers spoke glowingly about the guy.
Yes.
I mean, he was a very popular guy at his place of employment, and that that says a lot about somebody.
I'm trying his home number now.
I think they were both nice people, and
she was nice sweet. Too. What was her name?
Her name was Michelle. Probably
Michelle.
Still is.
Yeah.
Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Jimmy Babbitt, Don and Mike show.
Oh shit. Second, guys, I was hitting some golf balls. Hold on a minute.
You're hitting some golf balls?
Yeah, I got a net set up in my basement.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Jimmy, I had to delete him out. Did you just drop the S-bomb, Jimmy?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't.
That's okay.
Caught me off guard.
Listen, we just received the annulment papers.
Oh, yeah. You like that, guys?
Yeah. Can you tell us how come it took a year and a half. Were you legally married to Michelle for a year and a half?
Well, you know I was.
Yeah. Now, Jimmy, what happened? Walk us through the year. I mean, did you guys ever at one point, I mean, right afterwards, you might have thought you were going to keep it together, but was there contact? I mean, tell us all about your relationship. What the ups, the downs, and the all-arounds.
Oh,
come on.
Goodness.
I know it's a challenge for you, Jimmy.
Well,
put the golf club down and tell us the story.
there was a time for a few months where it seemed like, being wild and that kind of stuff. I thought that, yeah, maybe we might do something, but she just got freaky. It was fabulous.
How so?
Well, we were talking about it, and one day I came home from work, and there were a whole bunch of boxes that had been shipped from California with her stuff in it in front of my home.
Well, she's your wife, or she was your wife at the time.
Yeah.
I think I understand.
It freaked me out, and, because it... there had been no discussion of that kind of thing.
So you guys had just maintained a telephone marriage, right?
We talked two or three times, maybe.
A total?
Yeah, maybe. Before, and then these boxes showed up on my porch.
What did she say? What did she say about the boxes?
Well, really not. When the boxes were delivered on my porch, it freaked me out so much that...
You ran away?
I refused to talk to her at this point.
Let me just give everybody a little background, just in case we didn't explain this enough.
Right.
2 years ago on this show, we had a contest. We wanted to find two strangers to get married, two people who had never met each other before.
Right.
There were no physical qualifications. They didn't look at each other.
Right.
We just found two free spirits.
Yeah.
And as it turns out, the girl was from California. The guy was from the D.C. area.
We had him talk on the phone a couple of times.
We flew her in.
Mm-hmm.
She got married to him on the show. Right. Then he had the ceremony where he got bombed and the paramedics had to come get him.
It was always my feeling that both of them were kind of equally uncomfortable with the situation. They were going to give it a go, but they were... I'm surprised to hear about the boxes. What happened with that?
Well, they showed up.
You got scared.
Well, yeah, and I was afraid of the whole thing. So at this point, I talked to an attorney about the whole thing. My counsel told me that it was best to ignore the whole thing. Otherwise, I might get myself in some kind of trouble.
Gotta love that legal advice.
Did you ever find out after the fact why she shipped the boxes out? Was she planning to come out and move in with you?
Well, I refused to take any phone calls from her at this point.
When did you cut off contact?
Well, as soon as the boxes showed up on them.
Oh, Jesus.
And what happened was, in fact, I never brought them in my home.
How many boxes are we talking about?
Four large boxes of stuff. I talked to my attorney. They were supposed to be signed for. He felt that if I signed for the boxes and brought them inside, that somehow I'd be in agreement with the whole thing. So I let them sit out under my porch at the house.
How long did they sit out there, Jimmy?
6 months.
And you had no contact. Did she leave you?
No, what happened was she showed up one time at my work unannounced with a bunch of her friends. And
what happened?
Well, she was saying, what do we do? So what are we doing? You ship, four effing boxes to my house with your stuff in it. I felt like I was being pressured. She came with a bunch of friends. She showed up unannounced at my workplace.
Well, yeah, but Jimmy, wait a minute. You're not saying what she said. You're confusing me.
She wanted to know if we were going to do the marriage. And
she had said nothing about this before.
Had you guys had any tertiary discussions about that? I mean, I know you were legally married on the radio, but
yeah, we had talked a couple of times about whether or not, the whole thing. I got the whole impression. I told some friends of mine that I felt like, it wasn't me necessarily. It was that she just wanted to do something different, which is, fine. In fact, I offered to say, look, if you want to come out and stay in my home for a couple months, I'm cool with it. I would say that to any of my friends if they were trying to do something different and needed a place to stay. I got five bedrooms. It's just me, so it's not a big deal.
Well, is that why she sent the boxes out?
No. I don't know if that was the case or not. But
did you ever get an explanation as to why she sent her stuff out?
Well, she was intending to move down here.
That's what she said?
Because she was your wife.
Imagine, the
gall.
It wasn't a Christmas gift for me.
Because they were married.
Right.
Because she was your wife, for God's sake.
Right.
Do you think she sent the boxes out just to scare you?
No, I think she intended to move out here.
Did she ever say that she intended to move out here?
Well, I mean, that was certainly her intent. I mean,
but Jimmy, did she ever say anything to that effect?
Well, sure.
When?
Several times. It was her desire to come out here.
She said that, okay.
Well, sure.
Do you think she loved you, Jimmy?
Okay. I mean, you saw me. Who wouldn't?
So after this messy situation, with her boxes sitting on your front porch
right,
for six
well,
months.
I refused to take the phone call. She showed up my work.
With her friends. Now, what was said, and I don't mean what you interpreted or whatever. What did she say when she showed up with her friends?
Well, she wanted to talk, so we went to a restaurant after I got off work.
With her friends?
Yeah, her friend sat at a table next to ours, and we said...
Not too intimidating.
Yeah, really.
And, you know, we talked about it, and then it's funny, she got up to go to the bathroom, or we got up to leave or something, and one or two of her friends, I can't remember if it was just one or if it was two of them, came to me and said, well, what are you going to do? What are you doing? You know, don't... You know, you got to... I said, wait a minute, you know, I don't even know you. And, you know, so we went outside, and, you know, she was, you know, trying to be romantic, which is fine. I'm single, but, well, I guess I was married. But,
you were married to her at the time. Yeah. You were legally married to her.
Yeah, I wouldn't, you know, I didn't really want to do anything.
Jimmy, with all due respect, am I the only one who thinks there are, like, gaping holes in this? I'd like to hear.
Well, I'm sure that...
I'd love to hear what she says about all this.
Maybe she'll call.
We haven't heard from her. We've heard from Jimmy. So that's... I mean, Jimmy's called, like, a couple... Or we've made contact
with Jimmy.
And, like, with the facts and stuff like that. But she obviously agreed on the annulment at a certain
Jimmy,
point.
Your side of the...
See, well, I'll tell you what happened.
Okay.
Because here's where it gets funny. Okay.
I think it's not funny already.
Right. Yeah, really.
No, then you're going to bust a gut on this one.
Okay.
So it goes for a while where, look, you know, I call it. She actually had a private investigator try to track me down because I happened to change jobs, not because of her, just, you know, a job change. And, you know, so through the grapevine, some friends of mine told me that there was a private investigator trying to track me down, so I called this person up and, you know, again, I'm following my attorney's advice. So I'm speaking to the private investigator, and, you know, she wants her boxes. I said, fine, the boxes are sitting outside where they delivered. Come pick them up anytime. They've never been in my home. Nobody ever signed for them.
Have they been sitting outside in bad weather for 6 months?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have a porch, a covered porch.
Okay.
Okay, so they were covered up.
So, you know, this went back and forth. I told the private investigator, I said, look, we're not going to do anything.
I made a terrible error in judgment.
All right.
I foolishly drank and got on a radio show and got married.
All right.
Well, he wasn't drinking when he called the show to marry her. He just drank the day of the marriage.
Right. You weren't drinking when you called us to get involved in this, were you, Jimmy?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
Just checking.
Oh, no. For more. I told the investigator, look, just send me whatever it takes to do it. I'll split the attorney's fees with her. I'll sign whatever she wants to do. Just send me the paperwork. Well, when they sent me the paperwork was for not a simple divorce or an annulment. The paperwork was for a divorce, a $500 a month alimony settlement.
Jimmy, I take it all back. Wait a minute.
Yeah, so...
She want an alimony from you?
Of course, yes. I got the paperwork. I could show it to you.
Oh, Jesus, Jimmy.
Again, my attorney told me to look, avoid it. Don't say nothing. You didn't do anything. We never had sex with each other. We never did anything. So my advice was to ignore it. Ignore the phone call. She actually called the sheriff's department here to try to track me down, which it was a civil
thing. Oh, man.
What about, Rob, I need the soap opera music.
No, Jimmy, I didn't know you went through all this.
I should have started this a few seconds ago.
Man, I'm sorry about all this. I thought you might not have been including everything here.
No, I ignored it. And finally, I'm assuming after several letters, such from her attorney that came here. I'm assuming that rationality prevailed and our actual legal system works. And the judge must have said, "You must be effing crazy. You know, you did it." Her precipice in the paper for the divorce said it was a radio gag. We'd never had sexual, you know, relations. We'd never been together. There was no proof that she was to move here and stuff. And I guess that the easiest course was to just have an annulment. So
the good news is that this is final now. As of 7 days ago, you are not married to her.
That's right. We never were married. It was an annulment.
It was very nice.
Jimmy, so you think that... What would your read be on her? Do you think that she at one point really wanted to give it a try, give it a, you know, maybe move here and give it a whirl?
Sure, I would imagine so.
And that just freaked you out completely.
Did she ever tell you that she loved you?
Well, no, not that I recall.
Jimmy, this is Buzz. Just one part of the story I'm not clear on. I understand why you didn't take the packages into your house, but why did you refuse to talk to her after the packages arrived? Weren't you curious? Didn't you want to kind of know what was going through her head?
Well, Buzz, being a man of the world, I imagine that you talk to someone about possibly getting married, and out of the blue, someone ships all their belongings to your front porch. You know what's going through their mind.
Well, you weren't talking to her about possibly getting married. You were already married to her.
You were married.
About possibly her moving out here.
No, right. I understand what you say, Jimmy. Right. They got married on the radio, and then they entertained the possibility of trying to make it a real marriage.
Do you think that at any point that when you were being nice to her and you were having nice conversations, that you may have said something that would lead her to believe that she should come on out here?
No.
You wouldn't mind if she came out and stayed a couple of months.
No, I told her. I got the impression that she was just, she was looking for a change in her life. She was in a town she grew up in, and maybe she wanted to try something different. And again, I would have no problem, if you needed a room, you wanted to stay out here for a while. If there's somebody I know and I can help them, I don't mind doing it, but... When
the packages
just showed up.
Yeah, maybe we stay at his house, and we can sue him for divorce and try to get $500 a month alimony from him.
If you try to do that with me, at least I'm going to get laid first.
Well, Jimmy, listen, I'm glad that we...
It's anal love if you come out here and sue me for alimony.
I'm glad that we got a side of the story, because we really had not known how this had ended up. I was very surprised to see these annulment papers that this had just come through last week.
I wouldn't want to talk about it.
Guys,
obviously you've been dealing with a kind of a difficult situation.
All right.
Well, Jimmy, thank you.
Hey, let's do it again.
I don't think so, Jimmy.
That's great.
But thanks for sending the papers, and thanks for telling us the rest of the story.
Oh, no wonder he was a little nervous about
I have a $1,300 emergency room bill.
That was your fault, Jimmy.
Well, yeah.
There's nothing we can do about that.
Yeah, we didn't force you to get bombed that day.
That's right. You just stay away from that nasty fire water.
I understand.
All right, Jimmy, you're good man. Thank you, my friend.
All right, I can go back to hitting balls now.
Yeah, go back to your basement now.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Bye bye.
Better hits them a little harder now too.
That's the follow up to your story of whatever happened when we had two strangers get married on this show.
When you had those annulment papers, I knew there had to be some kind of story behind that. But and as much as I like Jimmy, Jimmy's a good guy. I still would love to hear.
I'd like to hear her side of the story.
Her
also.
Side, sure,
be great. Michelle, if you're listening, now that this is all done, this has been filed in Woodland, California court. Being as the annulment has been granted, take the gloves off. Call us up, honey.
Let's hear your side of the story.
We'd like to know exactly what happened.
Really?
That poor girl, she sent everything out here. She shows up out here.
I'd like to hear about the conversations leading up to that.
Yes.
I really would. Because when we met her, she seemed perfectly normal.
Thank God they kept their hands off each other, though.
Yeah, I don't know. Does that, play into it? I mean, if they had done the nasty...
Yes, if they had sex, they would have consummated the marriage.
Is that really? It's a legal act.
That's how it works. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Although they did make out on their wedding night, I guess as long as you don't, ride the baloney pony.
Before he passed out.
You're okay.
Before he went to the emergency room.
That saved him.
All right, well, that is the story of Jimmy and Michelle.
Wow.
Two strangers who got married on our show almost 2 years ago.
Man, I had no idea. He's been doing this for a year.
No wonder we couldn't get in touch with him.
No wonder he didn't want to talk about it. He was obviously in the middle of all this and probably a little jittery about the whole thing.
Christ. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello, hi.
Hi, I'm surprised they put me on the air. Oh,
hi.
I can't stand you guys. I was just going to say that I wanted to...
Well, you can't stand us. Why are you...
I wanted to say that the guy...
No. Hold on. You can't just jump in and say that and expect us to let you just prattle on.
You say you can't stand us, yet you're listening and you're calling.
No, I wasn't listening. I just called. But I can't stand you. But I did want to back up the guy in the Washington Post, because I thought it was really cool that he went ahead and...
Oh, you know what I want to say to you?
I don't care, but...
You know what I want to say to you?
No, but...
You know what I want to say to you?
Oh, God.
La 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 la.
You know what you are, honey? What you are rhymes with the word honey. It's a cunny. You're a big, fat, hairy cunny. But continue to listen to this show on your cunny radio.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Jesus Christ. Imagine that. No, I don't listen to you.
Right.
And I'm not listening now, but I hate you.
Right.
Right.
You can I think we gave her plenty of time.
Well,
we try, Mike.
That's right. Hi,
we try. Hello, Don and my. Oh, hi, Erica. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. We're talking to Erica right now, our wonderful phone screener.
Hi.
Oh, now we got a three-way here.
Charlie Broyhill on the line.
Hi, Charlie.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm answering phones. What are you doing?
We just took a great first phone call.
I'm touching Erica.
No, he's not.
All right, hang up, both of you guys, Charlie and Erica. Yes, hello there.
Yes, you got to do something for Jimmy, man. He's out a bunch of money.
Oh, I don't have to do anything for him.
No.
Sure you do.
No.
Who are you? Why should we do anything for him? You mean pay his doctor bill because he got so bombed that he had
doctor
to go to
the
hospital?
But the lawyer bill.
Well, he didn't say anything about the lawyer bill. He was talking about the emergency room bill.
Have you ever heard of a free lawyer, though?
No. He got married on his own free will.
Yeah,
so that was his deal. A decision he made when he was sober.
And as I recall, the prize for them getting married was a beautiful honeymoon. They took a vacation somewhere together.
Oh, throw him a bone.
Throw him a bone? Why don't you take my bone, okay? Please. See, if you care so much, why don't you write him a check?
We are 2 for 2 on phone calls today.
Huzzah.
Huzzah.
Huzzah. Huzzah. It's a little something called free will, my friend.
Absolutely.
Right. Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeesh. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike. I wanted to tell you that I hate loving you. I love you, Don and Mike.
Yes.
Okay. Love you guys.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
All right.
Get out of here. Goodbye.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, man.
Hello.
Thank you, my friend.
Turn that radio down, please.
Yeah?
Big knob to the left.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's off.
Okay, what do you want? Hi.
Hey, Jimmy ought to sue you guys.
Sure, that's a good idea.
That's a great idea.
Well, Jimmy, you know, as we mentioned before, kind of made his own way and made his own decision, you say.
Yeah, I know, but you knew he was mentally retarded and you played him.
We didn't know that.
A creative lawyer could make something out of
it. You know something? I don't disagree with you there. A creative lawyer could make something out of it. You know.
However, when anything. It comes to creative lawyers, nobody has more creative lawyers than CBS.
That's right.
Both
that's
Jimmy
sure.
and Michelle signed the papers when they got married.
Yeah,
so.
That's right.
They're
absolutely.
On their own. But thank you for your support.
You're welcome.
We do.
I love you guys.
Yeah. Right. Sure you do. Goodbye.
Oh, wait, I hate you. No.
All right. And whatever. Let's start today's show by giving someone who hopefully doesn't hate us a chance to win $10,000.
Wow.
That's the jackpot right here, right now. First caller will play for $10,000.
You are the gambler.
With a brand new secret celebrity laugh. And then we'll follow that up with an all-new sex quiz. We'll all take a sex quiz.
And we're still taking the last two walk-ins for strip trivia.
Yeah, today's show is going to be jam-packed. So the first item of business is to try to give away $10,000.
Serious money.
Right now with the secret celebrity laugh, good luck. It lies straight ahead for you. If you are the 100th person to call Erica, our toll-free line is 1-877-365-3636.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Brings you here.
I heard about your trouble with Patu. Thought I'd come to lend a hand.
Thank you, my son.
He's fought you. He's my own student. The 5 city monks, they've all been killed. It was Patu and his gang.
Where's Patu now?
Well, I'm not really sure. What'll we do?
As for Patu, deal with him as you think fit.
Their experience. They the team. Don and Mike.
Be a question about that on our new sex quiz we're taking in a second.
It's a juicy one.
But first, let's hear those toe tapping touch toes. This is a biggie for $10,000 right now.
All right.
Sure. With caller number 100. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Okay.
Hi there.
Oh, God.
Hi. Who is this, please?
This is Francis from Orland.
Francis?
Francis!
I can't believe this is. I'm 100?
Yes. Yes, affirmative. Roger, over. Francis, baby.
couldn't handle it, I guess.
Much more.
Francis just overloaded, missed out on a chance to win $10,000.
Well, I hope that wasn't a bad cell phone, but...
That's a shame. Sounds like it. She sounded really nice.
Yeah.
Sure. And if she was screwing with us, I mean, all the more power to her, because she missed a chance for $10,000.
No, she sounded like she was on a level. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, sir. Hello.
It's truly your lucky day.
All right.
True,
great.
True. What's your name, my friend?
My name is Todd.
Todd, where are you from?
Greenville, South Carolina.
Todd, you are caller 100. Todd, you won the Sopranos prize pack. That means you get the hat, the shirt, the CD, the book. Don't miss an all-new Sopranos, Sunday night, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, only on HBO.
Sounds good.
Okay, are you ready for the $10,000 secret celebrity laugh?
Yes, sir.
You will play for $10,000 American dollars.
No.
Good luck. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Really big Robert Goulet.
Oh, we love the Goulet on the zoo.
All right.
We wish you... Godspeed.
Caller, name this secret celebrity laugh.
There's the laugh. There it is. In all of its glory. Glistening with the sheen of $10,000.
The odds are in my favor.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
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 For $10,000. $10,000.
Woo!
Who is that?
Woody Harrelson.
Can lightning strike twice?
Oh, my God.
Would you please repeat your answer?
Woody Harrelson.
You mean Woody Harrelson from Cheers, from White Men Can't Jump?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Are absolutely wrong.
I'm sorry about that.
Thank you. Good guess, though.
Very good guess. Hello?
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Yes, don't forget. Don't forget that every guess is a clue for you.
For you.
Thank you, my friend.
Right, thank you.
We had him going for a second, I think.
I think that pause at the end there was just total emotional confusion.
Yeah, no, it's not Woody Harrelson.
Okay, thank you.
It's not, but thank you, my friend.
All right.
And hold on, every guess indeed is a clue for you. Now, the people are...
No, Mike.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
I'm sorry. I get a little excited at the beginning.
Right.
I know.
I know you do.
I'll stop.
I know you get excited. But think about this.
Yes.
Perhaps when I told you that that was a really good guess, there's the chance that I'm 100% bluffing you.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
Is it this one?
No. No, it is not F.U.
Okay.
All right? Give it a chance, Mike. The contest has been on the air less than an hour.
I know.
We'll have another chance for somebody to win $10,000 on today's show coming right up. Okay.
Don and Mike show.
All right, now listen. Frida's on the telephone.
Uh-oh.
Hi, baby. We were just talking about the weather and other things during the commercials.
Yeah.
And, I want to ask you now, because I know you're not doing carpool today.
It doesn't matter whether I'm doing carpool or not. I'm not going to answer. I don't care for myself, really and truly. I'm not going to answer so that Bert has one shirt that has a little bit of propriety.
So you don't want any of these questions known publicly about yourself?
I don't mind for myself because, what do I care? I talk about this stuff with my mother. I'd tell it to anybody.
Seriously, though, I think we have an open relationship with Bart. I think that pretty much anything he asks us about our past or what we've done, we always just answer him and tell him the truth.
That's true, but when I told you that yesterday and Bart was in the car with me, he said, thank you, Mom.
Mm. Okay.
All right. Besides, I'm finding it very, very interesting just with you, learning things I didn't know, like your airplane thing, which I had no idea.
I did have a life before I met you.
Well, I guess a life with about 39 women in it. I guess you did have a life.
Yeah. Oh, and I got the quiz about that last night.
Oh, boy.
When I got home, she said, 40. How could the number be 40? I said, honey, I told you. When I got into radio, when I was 15, when I got into radio,
right?
You
were a slut.
For the first 5 years I was in radio, I picked up a girl 2 a week on the telephone, and I'm not proud of this, but I would pick up any girl off the telephone, and boom, we'd get it on.
Yeah, the next time I get married, I'm hiring hiring a private detective, and I'm going to know these things, because really, I was thinking to myself, I didn't say this to you because it's kind of a moot point now, but if I had known the stuff I just learned yesterday, I would have thought twice about getting married. I didn't know the bankruptcy. I didn't know how many people you'd been with. I didn't know a lot that I've learned listening to your show.
See, this is good for us.
It's perfect.
Yeah, I guess you could look at it that
but
way.
But none of it was a secret. And like with being bankrupt, I was positive you knew that because my mom and dad signed the papers.
No, boo-boo. There's plenty I didn't know when I married you. But, you know...
When I had a mountain of credit card bills.
Now, is that just broke, or you actually went through and filed and all?
No, I actually filed. I was 20 years old, I was broke.
Wow. Did you know that, Mike?
I think he might have mentioned it to me, like, a long time ago.
Yeah, I mean...
It's not a secret.
We were talking about money or something, and, you know, I think that might happen. It's when I was teetering on the edge.
It's not a
bankruptcy.
It's not a secret.
It's when I was working with Don, though, and, you know, we were making a good living at the time, but I you know, it's my gambling debts.
I was making no money and had my credit cards all maxed out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, honey. Well, if you don't want to take the test, I'll move on to Buzz.
All right, good. Bye,
okay.
Sophie.
Love you.
Love you, too.
All right, bye-bye.
Oh, those Caribbean land swindles.
Yeah, I got the old interrogation last night when I got home.
Really?
Wow. 40, really? 40 women.
40 women.
I said,
and
yeah.
How much time, Luke?
I think so. An hour.
Yeah, well, you know, when you reveal yourself, and I think we've been working together, all of us, so long here.
Right.
You know, when we do this, and with a listening audience, it's the same kind of comfort zone where we feel okay letting these things go.
Hey, what's the point of lying about it?
It's just different, I suppose, when you walk through your front door a little bit. Of course it is, because that's the woman you are sleeping with.
I said to her, you know, it's the truth. 39 were before I met you.
There you go.
Sorry, you know.
Yeah, and you know what's great about that whole thing? You can always say, hey, I'm no Charlie Broyhill.
He was only seven ahead of me, Mike.
Not that many. Still looking at it as a competition, aren't you?
Oh, no. Buzz, are you ready?
Mike.
Big. Strip trivia. We'll get to it at our next break.
That's right.
I guess we're not going to have time to comment today on Rex Reed and his shoplifting charge. Remind me to talk about that tomorrow.
Okay.
And just very forgetful.
Yeah, his bogus charge.
Right. That he just had a senior moment.
At a senior moment. That's why I put the CDs in my pocket.
And also, I was surprised today to read about the Backstreet Boys. Not the two of them are getting married.
Right.
But they're like 28 years old.
Yeah. Yeah, you think of them as much younger. You know, and of course, their fan base is,
Backstreet Men.
Sure. Right.
That's what they are. Now, boy, that's goofy.
That is weird.
I mean, I think for, like, NSYNC and Backstreet Boys, mm-hmm. they should all be, like, 15 years old.
There should be a law.
There's something wrong about that.
Yeah, I had no idea when I heard that they were that age. That they, you know, and that's 28. That's kind of like prime marrying age.
And incidentally, the two Backstreet Boys that are getting married,
mm-hmm.
Kevin and Brian, they're marrying each other.
Mm-hmm.
No!
That's the one part of the story that's been omitted.
That's right. And then David Hainline's coming to the wedding.
We just saw. We can't even describe the bit of video that we just saw on David Hainline's computer.
Oh, my. David Hainline working very diligently, selling radio commercials on this station. And, you know, in his spare time, downloading horrible pictures for people.
He had a QuickTime movie.
Yes.
That he had in the corner of his computer screen.
Right.
It involved a guy in a pair of plastic pants.
We really can't tell you much more than
plastic
that.
Plastic see-through. Pan.
But everybody, but the building is now buzzing about it.
Of course. It's a real winner.
It really is.
Hello, Michelle.
Hi.
Listen, here is wonderful Michelle. Now, she certainly deserves a couple of seconds for her side of the story. Let me just bring everybody up to speed. 2 years ago on the show, we had a radio contest in which two total strangers got married.
Right.
This wonderful girl, Michelle, and a very nice guy named Jimmy. They got married. And we hadn't heard anything from them.
We didn't know whether, you know, the marriage was successful, whether they got a divorce. We didn't hear anything until today when Jimmy called in and told his side of the story.
We received a copy of the annulment papers today from Jimmy. So we called Jimmy up. And Jimmy said all kinds of stuff, like that Michelle had sent him 4 boxes of her belongings, and one day she showed up at his doorstep.
Michelle, I hope you got... Did you get a chance to hear Jimmy on the air?
No, I did not, I'm really sorry I didn't get to hear that.
Okay, so I guess we got to kind of bring her up to speed on what was...
Okay, let me see. Jimmy said that after you guys got married on our show, that you talked on the phone, and that he told you that at any point, if you wanted to come stay with him, you could come stay with him like any friend of his could.
No, that's
okay.
Not true.
Okay, just let me tell you what he said.
We're just going to tell you what he said, and then we can hear your side of the story.
Then he said that one day he came home, and there was four boxes on his front step with your belongings in them.
And he freaked out.
And he called a lawyer, and the lawyer said, don't open them. So he left these four boxes on his front porch for 6 months. Then you and a bunch of your friends came to D.C. You went to his office. You met him. You guys went out to eat. And then you wanted to still get married with him. You want to stay married. He didn't want to. And then he got a divorce settlement offer from you in which you wanted $500 a month alimony.
And somewhere during that, he said that you had also hired a private investigator after he moved to find him.
So that basically is what he said. And the marriage has been annulled because he sent us a copy of the legal paper.
Now, did anybody that called you, Michelle, that said that we were talking about this, did anybody else bring you up to speed on what was said?
Not really. A lot of people are kind of bits and pieces of what
I
was hearing.
I think you have most of it now.
That's the gist of what he said.
Now we can hear, what happened. your side of the story.
This is so embarrassing. Okay. The box thing? No, he did not tell me that over the phone. When we were talking, he said, fine, let's do this. I said, are you sure? He said, yes. Fine.
Now, are you talking about the marriage, in together?
Yeah, about moving with him there in Virginia. So I said, okay, fine. I sold all my stuff, and I even called him before I had a time, and I said, okay, this is what I'm doing. Are you sure? He said, yes. I said, fine. So pretty much I sold everything I own. Stupid, I know. And then, set my box there. Didn't hear from him. Okay, so I was like, okay. So then I tried to get a hold of him several times. Never returned my phone calls.
Right.
So then I'm going, okay, he's got my stuff. I want my stuff back.
So what you're saying is that you guys had discussed actually taking the plunge and really moving in together.
Right.
Okay.
And you say that he said that that was okay.
Right.
Okay, because he said that, he said the opposite, but go ahead.
Right. Right. So, like you said, yes, I did go and try to locate him at his job because I wanted my stuff back. Yes, we did go out to dinner. Yes, we talked.
Now, tell us about the friends. You brought friends along?
No, I brought one friend along. And she had relatives. She had, her cousin was with her. But, no, I took one friend from Woodland here.
So when you showed up at his place of employment, it was you and two people, right?
Me, her, and then her cousin and her cousin's husband, right?
So that's four people.
Right,
four people total. Okay.
Okay, yeah. So, anyways, all that dinner, blah, 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 basically, he didn't know, he wasn't quite sure, and I still wanted to know about my boxes. I said, well, what are we going to do? And he said, well, I'm not sure, I'll tell you what, I'll pay for whatever it is, that you need help on. And I said, are you sure? And he said, yes.
Did you see videos?
No,
boxes.
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 Okay.
Boxes. Yeah, boxes. So I said, okay, fine. So got back home. I said, well, send my boxes back to me. And he said that was fine. So I come back.
Okay, now let me just make sure I got your side of the story is straight. So up until this point, you're saying you'd had phone conversations with him where you guys decided that you were going to live as a married couple,
right,
which is why you sent your stuff out here in the first place.
When you had that conversation, he said, sure, fine. At that point, did you say, well, I'm going to send some stuff out?
Yes.
You said that to him.
Yes.
So you made that unequivocally clear to him.
Yes, several times. Yes.
Several times. Okay, did he seem happy about the thought that you guys are going to try to really be married?
Yeah, he seemed happy, yes. I did not know that he did not want this. He didn't say, I don't want this. He didn't say anything. He was like, yeah, sure, that's fine, that's great. He was fine with everything.
Okay. All right, so you come out to see him and you ask for your boxes back. What happens after you got back on the plane and went back to Sacramento?
I didn't get my boxes back. And so what I did is I sent him a certified letter asking for my boxes back.
Can I ask a question? When you were here, why didn't you just go get the boxes and, take them yourself?
Well, there was, no way for me to, because I didn't meet him at his house. I met him at his work.
Okay.
And I wasn't going to travel by myself. And, it was, this big, huge inconvenience. And we're not talking, small boxes. We're talking huge boxes.
Were you moving all your stuff?
Okay. What did you send out here? What type of stuff, Michelle?
I sent clothing. God, this is embarrassing. pictures, I mean, I had probably like two huge boxes. It was about maybe about over 100 pounds of stuff, I guess, when it got weighed.
Okay.
So, I mean, it was like, you know, clothing, pictures, you know.
So you were ready to move in.
But, yeah.
Okay.
All right, so.
I know I'm an idiot.
Well, no, I mean, I think the issue is, and what we'll probably
we're
never.
We're not trying to assign any blame. We're just trying to hear both sides of the story.
And what we'll never know, you know, is the dispute where you guys are going to agree to disagree, where he says, you know, he never gave you any indication about that, and you're saying you did discuss it.
Right.
That's the point of conflict here, which will probably never be resolved.
All right, well, what about you suing him for divorce and wanting $500 a month?
Okay, no, I did not want $500 a month. What I wanted was for him to help pay for this filing fees and all this. I had to go to court. I had to file for this divorce thing. I had to hire a lawyer, all this, to do all this garbage. Find out that, you know, I had to go through all these little court hearings, found out that I can get an annulment. Now, all I wanted was filing fees to help pay for all this. I paid out quite a bit of money because I couldn't track him, to talk to him, to ask him, okay, let's discuss this. How are we going to go about this? You know, do you want to send me half the money? Do I send you half the money? Something. I could not get a hold of him.
And at some point, before that happened, you really wanted to stay married to him, right?
At this point?
No, I mean, before that happened, like when you were sending your junk out here,
right?
You wanted to come out and really be his wife.
We both did, yes.
Okay.
Do you think at any point that perhaps if you had read between the lines, you might have realized that he had cold feet about this? Did he ever say anything? I mean, and I'm asking you honestly here.
Okay.
Did he ever say anything that you kind of said, well, maybe he really, you know, in retrospect, taking a look at it, that he maybe wasn't into this?
No, I did not read anything that he did not want this. I mean, if he had said, well, you know, maybe no.
Yeah, hemming and hawing and stuff.
Yeah, you know, then I would have said, okay, you know, probably not sent my stuff down there. But
did you guys ever have any romantic talk on the telephone? I mean, did you ever... I mean, I know he said you guys never consummated the marriage.
No, we didn't. No.
But did you guys ever have, like, normal romantic conversation? Like, I can't wait to be with you. I love you. I miss you.
No, not really. Not that I can recall. I can't really remember. I don't think we did.
Was the conversation like kind of, hey, it'll be a neat idea. Why not? Let's give it a shot. I need a change or something like that.
Yeah. Well, it was kind of... Boy, this is hard. I'm trying to think of...
Take a deep breath.
But, you know, I mean, everything seemed to be going good, you know. We were just trying to get me out there.
Okay. All right. So then, you... Tell me again the short answer about the alimony.
Okay, I didn't want alimony. I just wanted to...
All right, you wanted the legal fee. You want half the legal
fees.
Right. Did the document say, though, did you hope to get that money for all the fees in the form of alimony? Is that what you were trying to do?
Not that I was trying... No. I just wanted some type of a payment. I don't know that's what I wanted.
Did the document that was sent to him say alimony on it?
It's been a while. I haven't checked my documents, but maybe it did. I'm not sure what my lawyer put in.
Okay. So how did this end? How did you guys end up coming together to get the annulment?
Well, I did everything from here, and I had no contact with him. My lawyer tried to contact him, and he just didn't want to speak to her. So we couldn't get a hold of him, so my lawyer decided to hire a private detective to try to find him, to locate him, to say, hey, you know, give me a call. We can work this out, you know. Don't be afraid to call. And he just didn't respond. Instead, he responded to calling the detective. And it went through the detective to my lawyer. So they played ball back and forth, trying.
Aye, aye, aye.
Yeah, I know. I was like, all you have to do is just call the freaking lawyer, say, you know what, I didn't want this. I'm going to send her stuff back. He refused to send my boxes back. I had to wait several months.
But did you finally got your crates back?
Finally. Yes.
Okay, good.
And now it's all behind you, right?
Yeah, I thought it was. I didn't expect somebody was going to call because I thought, you know, it's been 2 years now, almost 2 years, and I thought, okay, it's over and done.
It all came up because of that Who Wants to Marry a Multimillionaire.
You know,
that's why it came back up.
We talked about you guys yesterday, and then out of the blue, I came into work today, and Jimmy had sent us a copy of the annulment saying, hey, here's what happened to us.
Yeah. Well, you know, he could have pretty much, you know, avoided all this big chaos if he just, first of all, if he would have said, no, all right, I don't want to do this.
I have no intention. I don't think it's a good idea.
A simple no. I'm no crazy person. I can take a no.
But you were ready
You were ready to come out here and be his lawfully wedded wife.
Yeah, we had discussed it, and I thought, you know, sure, you know.
But he had said that you wanted to change. You wanted to change the scenery. That's what you wanted.
Yeah, we discussed that and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, now looking back on the entire situation, nearly 2 years later, are you glad you decided to marry a total stranger on our show?
My first intention, though, to go there and get married wasn't because I was either lonely or needed somebody. I did it for the trip, which, you know, I didn't get to take the trip.
I think I remember that. I think you're telling the truth, because I remember you saying that, actually, when you came here in the first place.
Yeah, I was looking at going to Cancun, but instead they said,
she wanted the vacation. She wanted the honeymoon, not the trip to Washington.
Right.
She wanted the trip.
Free vacation.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's why I did it. And, you know, I would do it over again for a free vacation.
Oh, Jesus.
As long as it wasn't Baja.
Uh-huh. Right.
You know, but...
Huh? You didn't like the destination?
Well, I was hoping it was Cancun. When I got back home, they said, I'm sorry, miscommunication. We said Baja. And they said, no, they said Cancun. They said, sorry.
Aren't there some nice places in Baja?
Baja Peninsula? Everybody I was talking to, they said Baja is not where you want to go.
So you're saying that it would be worth getting married and going through 2 years of a hell for a trip to Cancun?
Well, okay.
But not for a trip to Baja.
You know, I made a mistake by probably wanting more out of it. You know, I would probably just take the, you know, it was fun. I just take it and...
Michelle, when you first entered the contest, were you at a point in your life where you were looking for a change, or, you know, maybe things were not going as well as you hoped they would? I seem to recall you said something about that at the time.
Yeah, I was getting out of a pretty bad relationship.
Yeah.
And so forth. So,
the old rebound. The old rebound. You know the old rebound. Well, Michelle, you certainly seem to have your spirits.
Well, you know, things are going pretty good for me right now.
Oh, that's good.
Good. That's wonderful.
Well, we're glad that you called in and gave us your side of the story.
Well, I'm really sorry that, you know, I had to air all this out on the radio.
Oh, I'm very sorry, too.
I really don't have, you know...
Yeah, this man is lying.
I'm sorry this had to unfold on the radio.
It was riveting radio. It was fascinating.
I love you guys all there. You guys are wonderful.
Well, you're very sweet, Michelle, and we're glad that you and Jimmy, through whatever way it took...
Yeah, sorry it all you had to go through this, but, you know, it all seemed to have played out for the best.
Yeah, it was a hard lesson, but, you know, you live and learn, you know?
Right.
You make some mistakes in your life somehow.
I think we can all learn the moral of this story. Don't talk to strangers.
Hey, Michelle, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Well, live and learn.
Okay.
Two very nice people, Michelle and Jimmy, and, you know, who knows what the real truth is.
I think they're both a little nuts.
Yeah, that might be the
But
the
they're both
truth.
Very nice people.
They sure are. Both of them are very nice.
And perhaps someday we'll know the true story of what really happened, because they both have very different versions of what went on.
Yeah, absolutely. And, hey, you know, like, what divorce settlement doesn't have that, right?
Okay, are you ready for Strip Trivia?
Yes, I am.
Yes, we have at least 10 contestants.
Fantastic.
And we will parade them in one at a time for your perusal when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.